Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, August 18th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Biomed News Breaks: Solagenix Inc., SNGX, awarded FDA orphan drug designation for duscitide in Behçet's disease. Solagenix Inc., NASNGX, has been awarded FDA orphan drug designation for duscitide in Behçet's disease. The designation follows positive phase 2A clinical results showing efficacy and safety in patients. Solagenix is a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on rare diseases with a specialized biotherapeutics business segment, developing Hybrite TM for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma and other products. Their public health solutions segment includes vaccine programs for ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at h/ibnfm/sngx.
The inactive company's performance sleep mask to support sleep performance for the 9 NFL teams traveling overseas during the 2025 season. The inactive company will supply its patented Inactivators performance sleep masks to 9 NFL teams traveling overseas for games during the 2025 season. Each team will receive 75 masks, giving players a scientifically supported, drug-free way to improve sleep, enhance performance, and support recovery during international travel. Since March 2022, the Inactive Company has worked with the NFL Players Association, NFLPA, integrating Inactivators into key initiatives such as the NFL Draft, NFLPA Rookie Premier, the NFLPA Pair Program for Injured Reserve Players, the IR Guide, and other health and wellness programs. This is the second year the NFLPA has chosen Inactivators as a performance and wellness tool for teams competing abroad, reflecting the increasing recognition of sleep as a vital factor in athletic success.
GeoVax to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on August 20th, 2025. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will be presenting at the Emerging Growth Conference on August 20th, 2025. The company's chairman and CEO, David Dodd, will discuss updates on GeoMVA and the Mpox vaccine development program. Recent progress includes favorable scientific advice from the EMA, potentially accelerating the regulatory approval timeline for GeoMVA. GeoVax's MVA platform and U.S.-based manufacturing are poised to address critical gaps in vaccine supply diversification and pandemic readiness. Participants can register for the conference to engage in a real-time Q&A session. For more information on GeoVax's clinical programs and product candidates, visit their website at www.geovax.com.
State Roundup: Hoyer, Olszewski meet with Netanyahu. Officials plead with ICE agents to be kinder. Hogan teases a rerun for governor. Maryland congressional delegation members Hoyer and Olszewski met with Netanyahu, urging an end to the war in Gaza. Advocates plead with ICE agent to show kindness during immigration enforcement. Former Governor Larry Hogan teases a potential campaign run on social media. Federal cuts threaten a Maryland program aiding low-income families. Judge blocks Trump from cutting college diversity programs. Purdue Farms denied request to dismiss PFAS lawsuit. Prisoners facing indefinite lockdowns raising constitutional concerns. Baltimore accepts reduced opioid lawsuit winnings. Mayor Scott addresses crime reduction efforts. Ellicott City's top executive is out after a year. Montgomery County prepares for potential rise in homelessness due to Trump's crackdown on D.C. encampments. MDOT policy advisor to run for MoCo Council District 1 seat. COVID-19 hospitalizations surge in Maryland as summer ends. Creative Biolabs lays the groundwork on antibody non-GMP production and QC excellence. Creative Biolabs, a leader in antibody development, is meeting the demand for specialized antibody QC services in non-GMP production. With a focus on fine-tuned QC, they offer custom antibody production and QC services to accelerate therapeutic monoclonal antibody development. Their Omics Ab high-throughput antibody production delivers diverse antibody candidates with high purity. From bispecifics to SCVFC fusions, Creative Biolabs handles complex engineering with precision. And don't forget about their 2025 scholarship program for students in biology and related fields. Apply now to join the next generation of science stars at Creative Biolabs.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.